नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चद्यते सथारिणे वंशकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य च पतिथानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती तिदामने। In Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatan Goswami, he taught Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajaka Bunai Sravanadi Sruti Chitit Kwariye Udai, that love for Krishna, love for the absolute truth, the father of all living beings, God, is dormant within the heart of every living being. By hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, that love could be awakened. This message is so crucial. The world is no longer limited by geographical boundaries. It is becoming like one country's communities. No one is separate anymore. At the same time, we have our United Nations, we have our progress in science, in technology, but the problems seem to keep getting worse and worse. And our great acharyas, on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teach us, if you have a disease in your body, to impure blood, it may manifest as boils and rashes. We should take some symptomatic cure, some salves, some ointments, but unless we get to the root of the problem, it will keep coming again and again and again. We must purify the blood. In the same way, there are social, economic problems on every level. Unless we address the root cause, there is no solution. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the root causes of avidya, ignorance. Ignorance of who we really are and what our true relationships are with God and with each other. Jivarasvarupoy Krishnaraditas. We are not these bodies, which are subject to old age, disease, and death. We are not these minds, which are changing in every moment. We are the immortal soul. Najayate mriyate vakadachit. The soul is neither born nor dies. The soul is eternal. Satchit ananda. Full of knowledge and full of happiness. That is who we are. That is what we're looking for. But we're trying to find it through these illusory mirages of material temptations. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted from Bhagavad Gita, Mamayavam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, that every living being is part and parcel of Krishna. He taught us a system of philosophy that harmonizes all the great different religious opinions throughout history and harmonizes every living being as brothers and sisters. Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. That we are inconceivably simultaneously one with God and separate. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vigra. Krishna's form is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, and we are also. Like a ray of the sun, has the same qualities of the sun, heat and light. But the ray is only an infinitesimal particle of the sun planet. Similarly, we have the same spiritual nature as the absolute truth, Parabrahman. But as an infinitesimal part, we are eternally the servants of the Lord. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yobadadati kama. That when we understand this principle that there is one supreme eternal and there are infinite varieties of small eternals and we are always subordinate to that one supreme eternal, then we find a true solution to every problem. True liberation is understanding our true nature. And we are all inconceivably, simultaneously one and different from each other. We are so obsessed with the differences we have, differences in religion, differences in caste, differences in race, differences in social economic statuses. But we don't recognize our oneness. The oneness that we are all part and parcel of Krishna. Aham bija pratapita. Krishna says, I'm the father of all living beings. When we understand that principle and live by it, we recognize how we are all brothers and sisters. Thakur Bhaktivinod, he explained, that the essence of all dharma, of all religion, is to awaken this love of God in our hearts by chanting God's names and by living with compassion, jiva doi, compassion to every living being. The symptom of loving God, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, is not just how many verses we could quote, how many followers we could gather. It is, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when love of God exists in our heart, it manifests as love and compassion for every living being. When we water the root of the tree, that water reaches every part of the tree. When love of Krishna awakens in our heart, that love extends to everyone. That is the greatest need in the world. That is the only solution to the problems of the world. And that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us. He quoted from the Gita, Vidyavanaya Sampane, Brahmani Gavihastini, Suni chaiva swapakecha pandita samadarshana. What does it mean to be learned? The Gita tells real wisdom is to see every living being with equal vision. Whether one is a learned Brahmin or an elephant or a cow or a dog or a chandala, someone who is rejected by common society. How is that possible to see everyone with equal vision? Because we are all equal on this spiritual level. And this re-spiritualization of human society is the true aim of human life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an activist. When the Chand Kazi was persecuting people who were following another religion other than his own, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this Harinam Sankirtan into the streets of Navadvip. He attracted millions and millions of people to come. He invited them by saying that I have come to create a monsoon rainstorm of prema bhakti through the chanting of the holy names, Sankirtan. And I have come to flood all of Navadvip. I have come to inundate with a deluge of prema the entire world. And even the Chand Kazi, he didn't have to change his religion, but he attained the ultimate highest perfection by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. Lord Chaitanya, in this Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, he was helping us to seek the essence, Saragrahi. And he broke through in such a powerful way all people who were attached to these superficial, external, egoistic ways. Prataparudra was the unrivaled king of Orissa. Even great conquerors from other lands tried to conquer Orissa, but they could not. King Prataparudra had such wealth, he had such military, he had such integrity. But at the time of Rathyatra, he revealed his real identity. The great king with a broom swept the road to show he may be in the role of a king, but his eternal identity, Jivera Swarupoi Krishnara Nitya Das, Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anudas. I'm just the servant of the servant of the servant. I am a bhangi, the street sweeper for Jagannath, for all the devotees and for all the people. When Lord Chaitanya saw a person of that stature taking such a humble position as the servant of the Lord and all living beings, the Lord's heart melted. And we spoke about Thakur Haridas. He was far from being the king of a state. He was rejected, he was persecuted, he was antagonized wherever he went. because of his birth. Outcast family. But he considered himself the eternal servant of God. He was at one time in Phulia Gram brought in by the king and the Qazi. And he was accused of creating disruption by following another religion. Haridas Thakur, he was in the prison house. He was about to be sentenced to die. He laughed. Just see the power of Vishnu's Maya. There's only one God. He's the absolute truth, the cause of all causes, the source of everything that exists. And we are all his children. We are all brothers and sisters. He has names like Govinda, Hari, Krishna, in Vedas, in Quran he has other names, in other scriptures he has other names, but he's the one supreme absolute truth, the root of everything exists. Jamadhyasayataha. The absolute truth is from whom everything emanates. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. And that Lord has descended in many ways, in many forms, throughout history to attract our hearts back to his loving service. My heart, Haridas said, is irresistibly attracted to Krishna. I cannot stop chanting his names. And I cannot stop sharing my love for Krishna with all suffering living beings. This is the nature of one who reconnects with our spiritual essence. Haridas was sentenced to be tortured and killed. But he knew he was an eternal soul and there is no death. And to be true to the spirit of devotion to the one supreme Lord, Krishna, was his Sanatana Dharma, his eternal duty. As we spoke earlier, Advaitacharya, who was the leader of the entire Brahmin community of Shantipur, accepted Haridas as his dearest, most intimate, loving friend. He was a great Brahmin. He honored and worshipped Haridas Thakur because he was constantly chanting the holy names. What was Thakur Haridas' quality? Trinara pisunichena, taror ibasihishnuna, amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. He didn't try to prove himself to be something great in this world. He was truly great because he saw Krishna in every heart. Because he saw Krishna everywhere. He was more humble than a blade of grass. He was more tolerant, more forgiving than even a tree. And therefore he offered all respect to others and expected none in return. In this way, he was empowered to chant the names of the Lord constantly. Sri Chaitanya, who is Krishna, Radha Bhava Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Krishna, who has assumed the Mahabhava love of Sri Radha with her beautiful golden complexion. He would embrace Thakur Haridas. Haridas Thakur would say, I'm untouchable, I'm unseeable. Anyone who comes near me becomes sinful. But yet you are embracing me. Why? Lord Gauranga said, I am touching you for my purification. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he broke through all of these restrictive, limited external superficialities. And he made Haridas Thakur the Nam Acharya, the one person in all of creation that would be renowned and worshipped for all time as the greatest teacher of the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. What do we have to fight about? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us innumerable lessons through his own example. When he was in South India, he came to Kurmakshetra. And there he met one Kurma. Kurma invited Lord Gauranga to his home. Washed his feet, sprinkled all the water on his family's heads, and said, today, my life, my body, my family, all my ancestors, everyone has become supremely fortunate. This is the perfection of my life that you have come to accept my service. My Lord, I am suffering from the waves of material miseries. I want to leave my family, my children, my occupation, leave it all and follow you. He was thinking Lord Chaitanya would be very happy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do not ever speak that way again. There is no need for you to leave your home and your family or your occupation. Yare deka thari kaha Krishna upadesh. Amara goi guru hoi thari desh. You stay in the position you're in, but live a pure life. Chant the holy names of the Lord and share this blessing with the world. In this way, we will always be together. And this is the message Lord Chaitanya gave wherever he went. Grihe tako, bane tako, sadahari, bole tako, suke duke bulo bako, barine harinam korore. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang this. His wife, Bhagavati Devi, and himself had 10 children. He was a magistrate in the British courts. But he was a Paramhamsa. And even great renunciates like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji would come to hear him speak from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This was Lord Chaitanya's message. Whatever our position, everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna. And if we just apply these principles of Shuddha Bhakti to our life, then we could be perfect. Then we could create real unity. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Ultadonga Junction Road in Calcutta established his first branch outside of Mayapur of Gaudiya Math. And this story is very special to myself and many people all over the world. One Abhay Charan was brought to meet him on the rooftop. He bowed down to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And before he could even get up, the Acharya said, "You are an intelligent young man. You should take the message of Lord Chaitanya and spread it throughout the world." Abhay, he was a very staunch follower of Gandhi at the time. He said, "We are being ruled over by the British. We are subordinate, dependent, subjugated country. Who's going to listen to our message? First, we must get Swaraj. We must get independence. Then people will hear us." Thakur Saraswati Prabhupada said that this is the one urgent need of human society. Political parties change. Everything changes in this world. We must establish and understand and promote the one supreme highest truth, that we are all eternal souls. We are all of the same father and mother, Krishna and Radha. And in this age of Kali, one could establish that relationship through the chanting of the holy names. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyata. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the greatest learned scholar of the world. He was like the guru of the king. And Lord Chaitanya, with such humility, he said, "You are like my guru, please teach me." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya taught him for many days Vedanta Sutra. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "I've completed my teachings to you, but you haven't asked a single question. What is the reason? Have you understood or not understood?" And Sri Gauranga said, "The conclusion of the Vedanta Sutra is very easy to understand. It's like the sun at noon. But your interpretations are like a dark cloud that completely obscures the true meaning." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was shocked. No one ever talked to him like this. He said, "Could you give your meaning?" Lord Chaitanya explained, "Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva," that we are all eternally the servants of Krishna, that prema bhakti is the only true need of the soul. It's the only true method of uniting all living beings. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya surrendered his life. Vairagya Vidya Nijya Bhakti Yoga. And he understood that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. He asked, "Of the 9 processes of devotional service, which is most important?" And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Kirtanam." In this age of Kali, the chanting of the holy names. Anandam budivardhanam pratipadam punamritasvadanam. What everyone needs, what everyone wants, through our pursuit of physical pleasures, of prestige, of honor, of wealth, of power, we're all looking for one thing, to taste the sweetness of that, of Krishna's love and our love for Krishna that's within our hearts. This is the benediction that we receive when we sincerely chant Krishna's holy names. When I read a particular passage from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it gave such immense hope. Lord Chaitanya was on his way to Vrindavan through the Jharikhanda forest. On one side, tigers were following him. On the other side, deers. Now, tigers and deers are worst enemies, always. They never have peace conferences between each other. They never try to have like some truce between each other because they're fundamentally, historically enemies. Nothing could change that. Why? Tigers eat deers. So deers fear tigers. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw them following. And he turned around and invited the tigers and the deers, chant the names of Hari. By Mahaprabhu's glance of grace, they chanted the names of Hari. And what happened? Such a transformation! The tigers no longer thought they were tigers. The deers no longer thought they were deers. They understood they are the eternal loving servants of Krishna. And in that spirit, the tigers came to embrace the deers. And the deers had no fear. They embraced the tigers. Their hairs were standing on end in ecstasy. And according to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the tigers and deers not only embraced, they were kissing each other. No, I'm not saying we should do that. But what's incredible about this story is the worst enemies from the beginning of time became loving brothers and sisters. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can make the tigers and deers loving brothers and sisters, what does that show about us? Why should we be so egoistically conflicting on so many superficial subjects? Universal brotherhood is only possible when we realize our relationship with each other in relation to our one common source, our father, our mother, Bhagavan, Parabrahman, the absolute truth, Krishna. These were some of the things that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was saying to that young man on the roof at Untatunga Junction Road. And he took it to his heart. And many years later, he did travel around the world. He became my beloved Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And it was incredible because when he came to the West, he saw species that were more strange than tigers. But he saw that potential of love of Krishna in their hearts. And there were people that I would never, ever want to spend even a blink of an eye with, who became my dearmost friends when we united on a higher principle of love for Krishna. So on this very, very holy occasion, of the 525th anniversary of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent into this world. Let us unite on this highest philosophical principle. Let us unite on this universal gift to all humanity. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his dream was people from all races, from all colors, from all nationalities, from all religions would give up all their differences and come to Sri Mayapur, Navadvip Dham, and with raised arms cry out, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. Unite in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya through chanting the holy names. Thank you very much.